This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Only show of its kind, no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I am the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist coming to you from the house that Root built. I've got a commentary I want to read you that'll be syndicated all over the country. By a Creator Syndicate newspaper near you, hopefully. It's called Just One More Thing Obama Lied About. And it's very important in terms of this whole coronavirus crisis. What it's proven about government and you and I, taxpayers. Just One More Thing Obama Lied About. Obama was the biggest liar in the history of the White House. He lied about transparency. His administration was the most corrupt and secretive in history. See Hillary's 30,000 deleted emails. See Anthony Weiner's laptop. See the FISA warrant to spy on Trump. See Joe Biden and his son Hunter robbing taxpayers blind in Ukraine and China. See the $140 million donation, the Clinton Foundation got when Hillary was Secretary of State and she handed a large portion of America's uranium stock to Russia. Obama lied about spying on Trump. And, of course, Obama and his socialist cabal lied. It's clear Obama coordinated and approved the entire coup against Trump. Obama lied about the IRS scandal. It wasn't some small mistake out of a small office of the IRS in Cincinnati. It was a White House-coordinated nationwide attempt to destroy the lies of Obama's critics. I should know. I was one of the victims. And the attack on me was coordinated out of the Las Vegas office of the IRS. I've met victims from all areas of the United States. Obama lied about Benghazi. It never had anything to do with an obscure movie that no one ever saw. It was a cover-up of illegal arms trading by Obama. Obama lied about Obamacare. Read his lips. He said, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. That was the biggest lie ever told in the history of politics. At the moment he told that lie, Obama was in possession of internal documents that projected over 90 million Americans would lose their insurance. He also said the cost of health insurance would go down dramatically. Instead, it went up dramatically. In the private sector, a CEO would go to prison for life for a trillion-dollar Ponzi scheme based on the lies and fraud that Obama used for Obamacare, to sell Obamacare. Ask Bernie Madoff about that. But Obama's biggest lie of all and biggest insult was just now proven false. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, we know about the biggest lie of all. Obama famously said to business owners, "You didn't build it." Obama believed and still believes that business owners like me owe our success to government. That it's the government who paid for things that allow us to be successful. Airports and highways and schools and hospitals and the court system and the prison system and the police system and the welfare system. He believes government built all of that and businessmen therefore owe a debt of gratitude to government. Without government spending, we would have never succeeded. That's Obama's logic. But none of that is true. It's the exact opposite. We did build it, all of it. Government owes us a debt of gratitude. It is our risk-taking and our spending and our hiring and our paying of taxes that pays for all the things government does. Without us, government has no money to build anything. Without us and without our hard work and without our taxes, government has no money for welfare or food stamps or schools or hospitals or highways or prisons or airports. Without us, government ceases to exist. It turns out we are the world. Taxpayers and business owners fuel everything good and bad government does. We did build it. We certainly paid for it 100%. Without us, Obama and politicians like him have no money to shower upon voters. We are his lifeline. We just proved it. Ignorant, fool Democrat politicians, just like Obama, just shut down the U.S. economy for almost 3 months. With businesses closed and 40 million employees fired, all forms of tax money just dried up. There are no more income taxes, there's no more business taxes, no more property taxes, no more payroll taxes, no more sales taxes, nothing. It's all gone. Government is broke, penniless. If government needed to pay a mortgage, government would be homeless. There is no money to pay for things like welfare or Medicaid or public schools or government employee salaries or pensions. Closed businesses down for 3 lousy months and it all goes to hell. Government is crippled without our taxpayer money. How do I know? Because 49 out of 50 states are basically bankrupt. South Dakota being an exception. They never closed down. All the deepest blue states are begging the federal government to save them. Even cities like Chicago and New York City are desperate to pay bills. These big, deep blue Democrat cities with endless lockdowns need billions of dollars each to survive, to avoid bankruptcy, to stay in business, to stay solvent. Without taxes for 3 lousy months, they're as broke, helpless, hopeless, and desperate as a hooker addicted to crack who just lost her drug dealer. Obama is proven a liar again. He didn't build anything. He didn't build squat. His beloved big government never built a damn thing. In the end, the truth is the exact opposite. You built nothing, Obama. Businessmen and women in the private sector economy built everything and pay for everything government does. Without us, you're nothing. Nothing. We pay your bills. Government needs us. We don't need them. Hey, Obama and every other D.C. swamp politician in America, I have a question for you. Who's your daddy now? Yes, sir, we built it. It turns out we built everything. Just one more thing Obama lied about. My commentary coming out in probably on Sunday's Creator Syndicate, nationally syndicated newspaper column. And let's talk about some other lies out there by Democrats and liberals. The greatest lie in world history, I used to think, was the IRS scandal, where they went after thousands of Republican donors and Obama critics. And then I thought the bigger scandal than that was the Obamacare trillion-dollar scandal, cost American taxpayer and American consumers trillions of dollars with one big giant lie. You wrecked the whole healthcare system. There's lots of things I thought were the biggest scandal ever. The spying on Trump was the biggest political scandal ever. The FISA warrant, all of it. But I'll tell you what's turning out to be bigger, because none of them were about murder. None of them were about murder. But guess what you call it? Murder. When you deny that hydroxychloroquine works. When I've had so many experts on this show that will tell you they've given it to dozens of patients, hundreds of patients, in some cases thousands of patients, and it works every time. And it has no side effects. Literally none. It's been used safely for 60 years. Well, the cat's out of the bag. Here's the scam. The president of El Salvador announces he is taking hydroxychloroquine and says most world leaders are doing the same. Why do you think leaders all over the world aren't sick? Why do you think that is? Why isn't every leader of the world sick? They're around people all day long who are sick. Why aren't they catching it? Because they're taking hydroxychloroquine. But meanwhile, the media is telling the rest of us, and government expert doctors and scientists are telling the rest of us, we've conducted all the studies. It doesn't work. You'll kill yourself. Neil Cavuto on Fox News. President Trump's going to kill himself. That stuff's deadly. No, it's not. This is an incredible scam. All the world leaders are taking it. This guy from El Salvador, I give him all the kudos in the world. He's got balls. Nayib Bukele, president of El Salvador, has announced he's taking hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure against coronavirus. And he said most world leaders are doing the same thing. And he questions why world leaders are being advised to use it. Well, the public is not. Do you hear what's going on? I knew this. I didn't know anything about world leaders. I knew that I'm a guy who knows thousands and thousands of people. All my fans, right? You're all middle-class, average people and small business people, and I never hear anything from you guys about it. You can't get it. But I know that I've got a handful of friends worth $100 million and more. You know, I've got about 10 friends that are worth $100 million to $1 billion. Because I ran for President of the United States and got the VP nomination of the Libertarian Party, I hung out with a highfalutin crowd for a while. I met some donors. I met some rich people. Because I'm in the business world, I've met some rich people. So I've got about 10, 12 friends that are worth hundreds to hundreds of millions of dollars. Every one of them has texted me that either they're taking hydroxychloroquine or they've texted me a photo of the picture of the hydroxychloroquine that's in their house right now, in their kitchen or in their bedroom or in their bathroom. They've got boxes of it stored that their doctor friends, their concierge doctors got for them just in case something happened. They have enough for their whole family and then some. And a few of them said, Wayne, we'll save you. If you ever need it, we've got it for you. And I thought, how come rich people all have hydroxychloroquine? Well, the government and the government medical experts and the media is telling everybody, oh, that stuff's terrible. It doesn't work. They're all liars and scam artists, and they want you to die. They couldn't care less if you die. A, that's what this is all about. They don't want Trump to ever get credit for solving the problem. They need the economy closed to screw over Trump. You know that from my show yesterday. It's a fact. They all said they want the economy to crash. Their biggest fear is the economy rebounds. It's their biggest fear. But the only way to stop the economy from crashing is you got to go back into business. You got to open the economy up. But they want you to be scared. If there's no answer like hydroxychloroquine, you're going to hide your house. If you knew that the odds of getting this thing are so slim, and they are so slim, if you're under the age of 50, really under the age of 60, you have almost zero chance of getting a serious bout of coronavirus that'll drive you to a hospital or die or leave you on a ventilator. It's so small. It's so tiny. It's infinitesimal. But if you did get it, you could take hydroxychloroquine and you'll be fine. They don't want you to know that. They're trying to convince you it's bad by telling you, oh, forget it now. We found out it has side effects. Folks, every drug in the world has side effects. Did you ever watch those ads on TV? Do you know what the side effects are of taking sex drugs? Are you kidding me? They're lying to you. The world leaders are taking it. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed, man of great taste. At stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred, two men with great taste and foresight and vision. The most fan-friendly show in America. I love to hear from you. You inspire me. You motivate me. I get my energy from you, my best ideas from you. I read every email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And you can find all of my great columns at RootForAmerica.com. And by the way, that reminds me, I believe all my picks are up at RootForAmerica.com. So instead of emailing me and asking me for my recommendations for each office holder, each office position for the campaign coming up, the primary on June 9th, and you vote via mail ballot here in Las Vegas, all you have to do is go to my website right now and see my election recommendations for the June 9th Nevada primary at the very top. Wayne's election recommendations for the June 9th primary at the very, very top. You'll see my recommendations and also a link for all the judge selections. So go there right now, RootForAmerica.com. So when I talked about the big scam involving hydroxychloroquine and the fact that world leaders are all taking it, But you're being told it doesn't work, and studies are coming out showing how terrible it is. They're all false studies. They're lies. Hydroxychloroquine is either a preventative, so you never get it, that's what's being used, as President Trump's using it, as the President of El Salvador's using it, as he claims many other presidents are using it around the world, or it's given at the first moment you feel sick and you go to the doctor. And then it never becomes a life or death, I need a ventilator, my life is over. But in these tests, they keep giving it to people who are on death's door. Once you're dead and this thing has taken hold of your lungs, you're dead. You know, the doctor came on my show. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko from New York has given it to what? At the point he came on last a month ago, he'd given it to 1,500 people and 1,498 had recovered. But these weren't people on death's door. These were people that were just getting sick, first, second day of being sick. So it stops it from ever turning into needing a ventilator or an ICU or you're dead. So they're lying to you by purposely ruining the research, you know, the studies, because they're giving it to people that are already at death's door. This thing is not what you take at death's door. It's what you take before you get to death's door. They're also ruining the study because hydroxychloroquine has got to be taken with zinc. According to this guy, Dr. Zelenko, the hydroxychloroquine isn't really the key. The hydroxychloroquine just opens up the cell of the coronavirus virus, right? And opens it up, cracks it open, and the zinc rushes in, he told us on this show, and the zinc kills the coronavirus. So it's a total lie to just give people hydroxychloroquine. It's got to be given with zinc sulfate. So they're literally willing to let people die. Americans, all over the world, people die. They're willing to let you die so Trump doesn't get credit. I also saw something that backed up my other opinion today about the fact that all over the world, it's the same numbers. Everybody dying is 80 years old. In Italy, the average age of death, 81 years old. And the average Italian that died was not only 81. That's the average 81. But almost nobody in the country under the age of 50 died. And Italy had the worst situation, the worst numbers in all of Western Europe. No one ever told you, though, except for Wayne Root, it's all very, very, very old people and very sick people dying. Not only were they all over the age of 80, but they all had an average of 3.1 horrible, morbid diseases. 3.1, not one, not two, but 3.1. So that means a lot of them had four terrible diseases. They had cancer on top of diabetes, on top of high blood pressure, on top of hypertension, on top of a former stroke. These are people that were already at death's door that died. So why would the whole country need to be shut down? Everywhere in the world, the numbers were the same. And speaking of Democrats being liars on all these topics, Cuomo granted immunity to nursing home executives after he got a huge campaign donation. So not only is Cuomo the reason thousands of old people died in New York, if he's a Republican, he'd be screaming, murderer, murderer, shame, murderer. But he also took the nursing home executives off the hook and gave them immunity so they can't be sued for all those deaths, because they were his fault, of course, Cuomo's, after he got a big money campaign contribution. Democrats are...
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bad weather is postponing the first launch of NASA astronauts from Florida in nearly 9 years. The next attempt for SpaceX will be on Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is casting doubts on whether the Democratic and Republican political conventions should happen late this summer.
Science tells us that there is a healthy path to open up in a healthy way, and that path is testing, tracing, treatment, and isolation if necessary.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he was shocked and horrified by a video showing a police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
We will get answers. We will seek justice. George Floyd didn't deserve to die, but George Floyd does deserve justice.
And Rod Rosenstein will testify as a first witness in a Senate Judiciary Committee's Russia investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Isn't it funny how I was mentioning before the break that the average age of death in Italy is 81. The average number of, basically morbid underlying diseases is 3.1. The average person that dies of coronavirus has 3.1 horrible underlying diseases. And now I just got, someone sent me from Michigan.gov, the numbers in Michigan. The average age of death is 78 in Michigan. And almost every human being that died is in Detroit. You know, there's almost nobody in any other county in Michigan. They've locked down the whole state, but everybody who died is in either Detroit City or they are in Wayne, which is the county Detroit's in, or they're in, what's the other one? Oh, Oakland. Oakland County. And it's not counties, I don't think. I think these are cities. So, oh, it's county. You're right, county. Oakland County, Wayne County, and Detroit County. So everybody who's died has been in a Democrat-controlled inner city. Democrats are in charge of every city and every state in America with all the coronavirus deaths. And in all the Republican suburbs and rural areas, nobody's dying. Very strange stuff. Very strange. They're blaming us. And the only people dying are in their cities. Boomer Naturals, by the way, speaking of dying, you need a mask. If you're going to be safe in most stores now in Vegas, you have to have a mask to walk in. There's no choice. I'm not a fan of masks. I don't like them. I made that clear in yesterday's show. But I wear it if you have to wear it to go in the bank, the P.O. Box store, Costco, the supermarket, then you have to wear it. So get them from Boomer Natural. We all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. This is a highly recommended consumer covering. It's the Boomer Natural 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children, made with 3 cloth layers, infused with nano-silver technology. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used for up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Stock up for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, and use the code at checkout, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off everything you buy. WARRADIO20 at BoomerNaturals.com. Get 20% off and get free shipping and handling when you spend more than $50. BoomerNaturals.com, code WARRADIO20. Got our guest here, Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, LizPeek.com. And we welcome her to the show. As always, Liz, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
So I see you've got a new column at FoxNews.com called Madam Vice President. And Biden's latest goof narrows the field to these likely contenders. So let me guess. Let's see if I'm right about this. I think what you're trying to say is because Biden got in trouble with black voters, he now has no choice but to name a black vice president to his ticket. So it's going to be a black or African-American, however politically correct you want to say it. There's no choice. Can't be Jewish, can't be white, can't be Italian, can't be Hispanic. It's got to be an African-American on the ticket with Biden, or he won't get any black people to show up and vote. Am I right?
Well, I'm not sure about the latter statement, but I think he is pressed to have a black running mate for sure. And the argument from black voters is, hey, look, we delivered South Carolina. 61% of blacks voted for Biden in South Carolina. That was his first big win, if you remember.
Yeah.
And that really kind of set the stage for Super Tuesday and all the wins down south to follow. So arguably, black voters delivered him the nomination. That would be their contention, and I think they're right. And Biden, you know, in an unbelievable fit of campaign malpractice, last week affronted the black community. I mean, it was really an unbelievably stupid thing to do, but he did it. And so now I think the voices calling for him to nominate a black running mate have gotten even louder. And I think here's the problem. I mean, there's a short list. I've named 3 women. I think they are the most likely contenders. Kamala Harris is obviously a contender, and one of the more popular ones, Val Demming, who most people don't know, but is a second-term representative from Florida, and I think actually a pretty good bet to win this little mini-race. And then Stacey Abrams, who I sort of consider toxic, and I really think it would be a mistake to nominate her, even though progressives absolutely love her. But the other problem about this is not only has he narrowed his choices, but he also has taken any zing out of the announcement. I mean, between now and the convention, or even arguably between now and the election, what is Joe Biden going to do that's exciting, that's going to really get headlines?
Leave the basement?
Well, yeah, and it did. But, I mean, other than that, choosing a vice presidential running mate is going to be the other big thing. And now, if he does nominate any one of those three or some other black woman, it's sort of like, oh, yeah, well, we expected that. You know, I mean, it was sort of...
Well, so I'm just going to interrupt you and say, let's go over them, because I know very little about all of them. So let's start with Senator Kamala Harris. Now, first of all, why would you want as your VP somebody who was a total, complete failure running for president? Nobody voted for her. Nobody wanted her. She was an early front runner, and then she just completely disintegrated and disappeared. So how does she make good material to be your vice president?
Well, I think it's a good question. I mean, I thought she was an unbelievable lightweight on the campaign trail, didn't really have any particular reason for being there or message to communicate to voters. And so I think she's a weak candidate. And besides, remember, in the first debate, Kamala Harris, who took on Joe Biden for racism, accusing him of having consorted with segregationist senators a long time ago, and that's true. He was a very, very good pal of Strom Thurmond. He spoke at Strom Thurmond's funeral, et cetera. And also she claimed that he opposed busing. So she put him on defense with the one group of voters that he has really been able to count on, which is black voters. So Republicans will show that clip over and over and over again, because Trump is campaigning very hard for black voters, and there's some indications he's making some inroads, particularly with young black men.
And I want to bring up another topic, because, you know, I'm never one who to shy away from getting in trouble, okay? I've said this five times on the radio, so it's not like I can undo it. It would be no different if it was a man. This is not a sexist comment. Kamala Harris got her start in politics by lying on her back with Willie Brown. She got all her government jobs by having sex with a married man who was the most powerful politician in all of California. I don't understand how you can get your way onto a presidential ticket when you worked your way up by literally lying on your back.
Well, that is her political start. I think the interesting thing is that does not seem to matter to the voters of California, because she has been elected senator. And, you know, as far as I know, she's not really in danger of losing her seat. I think the bigger problem really is that in a Democratic Party gone mad, her credentials include being a former DA and attorney general of the state of California, in which role she was fairly tough on criminals, and these days that equates to racism. You can't be tough on criminals or even really reasonable towards criminals and not be accused of violating progressive values or something. And so I think she's suspect to progressives because of that. And by the way, the number two candidate I talked about, Val Demings, who is a two-term congresswoman from Florida.
But a total unknown, a nobody.
Yeah, she's a former police chief. She was chief of police in Orlando, and her husband is now and was the same, and now he's mayor of Orlando County, I guess it is.
What's her background? Is it good or bad for conservatives?
Well, I mean, she's a respected cop and a law and order person. Same problem, right? I mean, and added to that, she has absolutely no name recognition. But she was also, the thing that progressives like and admire her for, and Democrats generally, is that she was a very strong impeachment manager in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. So she earned her party chops doing that. But I think the law and order background is a serious problem for her. But remember, she comes from Florida, popular in Florida. And that, you know, Florida is about as
Florida is everything.
Comes. It is
Florida is everything.
Everything,
yeah.
So she could bring that.
All right, let's move on to Stacey Abrams. Now, her I know, and I don't understand at all. See, I'd pick Kamala Harris over her, because Stacey Abrams has run for office and lost. How can you run for governor, lose, and become a person on the presidential ticket that's supposedly going to help you win? It doesn't make any sense at all to lose for a lower office and jump to a higher office.
Well, she has translated that loss, as you know, into a full-time career of pressing of basically yelling about voter suppression, which did not happen in the state of Georgia, basically laying out false claims about why she really was entitled to win that election. To me, it's really sad, because all of her colleagues, all of her all the Democrats running for president just jumped on that bandwagon and just assumed that she was indeed the rightful governor of Georgia. She's never conceded the loss. And I think it makes her look small, frankly, but, man, she is lionized on the left. They love her. And numerous articles, I mean, a lot of reporters last week got just totally slammed for writing completely obsequious and ridiculous articles about her, not about her politics or her policies or anything like that, all about her person. And it's bizarre. So anyway, I think she would be very divisive. She is divisive. She has terrible things to say about Republicans and Trump. And
way
everything.
Too radical. Way too radical.
I think she really is. And I think Joe Biden would be nuts to nominate her. But
so it's got to be Kamala Harris or Val Demings. And it's got to be Kamala if you want somebody who's new and different and fresh. But I guess Val Demings if it's someone new and fresh. And then Kamala Harris if it's someone who has a little bit of a law and order backbone. So maybe you could try and make the argument that the ticket is not that overly liberal, right? Maybe those are the reasonings behind those two choices.
And Deming brings that, too. And the problem Kamala Harris has a little bit, she was a goofball on the campaign trail some of the time, devolving into giggles for no apparent reason. And also, she's from California. Who cares?
Hey, Liz, we got to run. We got to run. The music's on. Liz Peek columnist for Fox News and the Hill. Website, LizPeek.com. Thanks for coming on. Great to review of all the DP candidates. Thanks, Liz.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, Mr. Health. I want all my fans to be healthy and live a long life. By the way, when I gave that pitch to that doctor yesterday, my wonderful urologist and urology surgeon, Dr. Michael Finkelstein, had said Friday night surgery literally ended at like 6 o'clock at night. By the time I got home, it was 9 o'clock at night from the hospital. And by Sunday night, I'm eating out dinner. And by Monday, I'm 90%. By Tuesday morning, I'm working out in the gym. And again this morning, working out in the gym hard. And he said, thank you, Wayne. That was a wonderful thing you said about me. But you might want to point out to people, very few people have a result like that. It's because you've never smoked in your life. You've never drank in your life. You eat healthy organic food. You're thin. And you work out and pop vitamins all day long. All those things added up to you recovering from surgery in a day and a half. It's unheard of what happened to you. It's not just because of me. It's because of what good shape you keep yourself in. So, I mean, I really am a guy who believes in health and fitness. And so I want all of you to live a healthy, long life, as I expect myself to do, so that we can fight for years and years to come for American exceptionalism and conservatism and capitalism. So Strauss Heart Drop says if you got to get in front of a mirror, and if you look in the mirror and you stare at your earlobe, is there a crease? That's simple. Is there a crease? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and block your restricted blood flow. Best proven indicator of clogged arteries, they say, earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both ears? Simple question. Do you have a crease in one or both ears? If you do, it could be a walking heart attack or stroke. Strauss Heart Drops doesn't interfere with any prescription drugs. Guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. Painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. And guess who has the crease in both ears? I do! So I'm taking Strauss Heart Drops all the time. I order them at thepowermall.com. That's where you order them. Thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Go to Strauss Heart Drops and then click on Cinnamon Flavor, the best flavor. All right. Governor Cuomo, I mentioned this before we got our guest list speak on. I mentioned it leading out of the break. Governor Cuomo gave nursing home executives legal immunity from coronavirus suits after the industry donated $2.3 million in campaign cash. Wow. That's amazing. New York Governor Cuomo took in $2.3 million. I've been arguing all along that if you were a Republican and you had this rule that said sick old people had to go back in the nursing home, even though they were still sick with coronavirus, to infect everybody else, can you imagine the nightmare in those nursing homes? As old people sitting slumped in wheelchairs, half dead in their beds, barely living, are confronted with a person who's got coronavirus coughing in the air all day long, and they're all dead. It raced through those nursing homes. Those poor people were sitting ducks. They were dead. If a Republican does that, Republican governor, or a Republican Governor Trump of New York, he's charged with murder. So that's number one. Number two, he asked for workers to come there, and when they came there, he said, sorry, now I'm going to tax you at New York tax rates. He should have said you're free for the rest of your life for coming to New York, you wonderful angels. I'm not going to tax you. No one's going to tax you. You should be tax-free for the rest of the year. You came for a month, 2 months. I want to make sure you pay no taxes the rest of the year. Go back to where you came from. I'll speak to your governor. We'll charge you no taxes. Instead, he's charged them New York State taxes for the rest of the year. If you're a Republican governor, you do that. They call you Governor Scrooge. And now you find out he gave legal immunity to healthcare executives after collecting $2.3 million in campaign cash from the hospital and nursing home industry. And then he immediately signs legislation to provide legal immunity to healthcare executives from the coronavirus pandemic. Whatever Republican does that, you're a criminal. He's quietly signed legislation last month shielding hospital and nursing home executives from the threat of lawsuits stemming from the pandemic in a provision inserted into the annual budget. There's 5,800 fatalities, make up nearly a fifth of the state's deaths are in nursing homes. 5,800. So almost 6,000 dead people who were helpless old people. He let them die. He stuck sick people back in the nursing home and let them die. It's amazing. The Greater New York Hospital Association, a lobbying group for hospital systems, including some that own nursing homes, bragged in a press release that it drafted and aggressively advocated for the immunity provision. Again, this is just business as usual. It's politics, and I get that. But if a Republican governor does it in the middle of a pandemic, he's called a murderer. This is the same thing that Biden did, and he gets a pass in Ukraine and China. Terrible things, terrible ripoffs, terrible crimes. Briggs, he fired the prosecutor that was looking into his son. And they make him the vice presidential nominee, and the media says nothing. And they treat him the same way they treat Cuomo, with kid gloves. I've said this before. Every time Cuomo's in a press conference, they ask him, are you the bachelor governor? Is it true? Are you dating? Who are you dating? Tell us about your love life. You're the bachelor gov. The guy killed old people. They should be calling him a murderer. They should be shaming him. But he's got a D after his name. He's a Democrat. That makes him untouchable. He's like the mob. You can't touch me. I'm a Gambino.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.